Yesterday we started our quick introduction on talking to time. Today, how can you do it? A sense of timing can be developed in the same way as an experienced driver can tell the speed of a car as it passes or the speed of a car while they're actually in it. And with experience, you too will be able to slightly adjust your reading rate, your speedometer, your readometer, if you like, to say, shave a second or two off a script. You can do that by taking shorter breaths or longer ones that can be edited out that'll allow you to take fewer breaths over the duration of the script. Slightly increasing the intonation may give you the license to speak slightly faster, and contracting words and pauses as well can add to the speed of the read, but just be careful not to gabble. Making the words fit a longer duration is not always as simple as just slowing down. Pauses can be a bit longer, and micro pauses can perhaps be added after key words or phrases, and words may be drawn out a little bit. But you can't just read each word followed by a pause. You still have to have flow and maintain a meaning with your reading. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. Tomorrow, back timing, by the way.